So, what constitutes a classic anyway? We say anything that gets people reading, sharing, and, in the case of Bridget Jones's diary, laughing. Reading just like your own diary, only with double the cigarettes and half the men. We're being kind. Bridget tells her Pride and Prejudice-inspired tale as a 30-something singleton on a prototypical quest for real love and a smaller dress size. On a cold, fretful afternoon in early October 1872, a hansom cab drew up outside the offices of Lockhart & Selby, shipping agents, and a young girl got out and paid the driver. She was a person of 16 or so, alone and uncommonly pretty. She was slender and pale and dressed in mourning. She had unusually dark brown eyes for one so fair. Her name was Sally Lockhart, and within 15 minutes, she was going to kill a man. There are lots of reasons to write. You might want to tell a story, create something beautiful, express yourself or share your knowledge. Or you might just enjoy the act of writing itself. All those reasons are fine. But copywriting is something else. Dear Sydney, don't believe the newspaper reports. Juliet was not arrested and taken away in handcuffs. She was merely reproved by one of Bradford's constables, and he could barely keep a straight face. She did throw a teapot at Gil Gilbert's head, but don't believe his claim that she scalded him. The tea was cold. Besides, it was more of a glancing blow than a direct hit.